So people's favorite activity Friday night when you're finished with the meal is, of course, retire to the couch and you can take the Queen's Jewish link, 5 times Jewish times, I don't know, Bergen County link, whatever Jewish press now is free, I think. So now you can get the Jewish press for free. And what do? You read the paper Friday night. And you're going to look at me and say, what do you mean? You take a Gemara and then on Friday night. So I'll tell you, you have the same exact problem. I don't care if this year, if you're reading the 5 times Jewish times, the Queen's Jewish link, or Masechta Shavuos, you're going to have problems. Because the Gemara... Go to Tish, you may not have a problem if you're not reading at the Tish. I have got a problem with the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin He, or Ayin Reish He, they call it, is Ein Polin, you're not able to take off your lice or from your begadim, Vein Korin Basefer, you're not able to read a book, Or Haner, to the light of the candle, Fafil Ein Emotzi Bepiv, even if you don't talk out loud, Shema Yatek, because maybe you're going to tilt the oil on Shabbos, you're going to come to light, increase the fire, or do an act of mavir, or whatever you're going to do with the candle, and therefore, that's Asr on Shabbos. Fafil Gavo Eser Komos, even if the light is so tall that you can't reach it, because Shelo Chilko Chachomim Bedover. The rabbis didn't make any differences, any differentiation between the rules. The rule is, you're not going to read by the candle, you're not going to read by the candle. Even if it's in glass or kavua b'chor b'kosel, even if it's on the wall, v'chem b'ner shel shayva, even wax candles. Pretty scary halacha, no?
So how are you able to daven?
How are you able to daven? Are you able to do anything? 1 second, you got problems over here. Says the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch, v'davke echad, only solo, by yourself. But if there's two people reading together, it's not a problem. Because why? Because if you start reaching for the light, what's your wife going to tell you? Idiot, don't touch the candle, right? Or your brother, your cousin, your mother, whoever sitting next to you is going to start screaming at you. So two people together, not a problem. One person by themselves, by a candle, on your couch, by yourself, sounds like you've got a problem. No matter whether you're reading a Gemara Shavuos, whether you're reading the Queen's Jewish link, you've got problems. Comes along, let's skip a few halachas down, where it says, Adam Chashav, if you're an Adam Chashav, Shein Darko B'chol Lahatos. Normally, you're not the one who tilts the candle. You have someone else do it for you. It's beneath you to tilt the candle. So maybe that person, Mutter B'chol Gavnis, says Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Bura, according to Prima Gadim, Achshav Ein Lahatar B'Adam Chashav. We don't have Adam Chashav nowadays. Because no matter how chashiv you are, sometimes you can get lost in the book. And I know maybe you have children or grandchildren like this. Some of my daughters are like this. They get involved in bookland, and then you can't even call them. A hurricane could be happening around them. They don't even know what's going on. That's the idea. You're so engrossed in your book, you won't realize you're tilting the candle. Comes out, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a pretty scary halacha. Sounds like you're now to read by a candle on Shabbos. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in Os Yod Beis, how does this play out? That's what we just read, that now we don't have an Adam Chashav nowadays. Fine. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah earlier and says, well, what about the lamps that you have in the time of the Mishnah Berurah's time? It's 1920s, late 1800s, early 1900s. What about the lamps that they had? I guess it was a kerosene type lamp, right? Which they would have, which is still, it's not electric. It's not electricity. It's not electric. It's some type of kerosene lamp that they had. What about those? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha, and in his commentary of the Be'er Halacha, he gives kind of a couple of reasons why those are not a problem. Number one, he says that they smell the kerosene. No one's going to want to tilt the kerosene. You're not going to want to play with it because it stinks. So because it didn't have a smell, no one would touch them. So therefore, maybe these kerosene lamps that they had are okay to read by them, and the halacha doesn't apply by it. Reason number two, he says, if you make a hecker, you put some sign on the kerosene lamp that says, don't touch me at Shabbos or something like that, covered Shabbos Kodesh, therefore maybe he says that's a heter as well. Also he says, maybe these kerosene lamps are different because they're very strong. They don't lose their potency, they don't lose the light until the very, very end. So it's not like it's going to be a candle which could flicker a little bit or the oil is not draining properly that you'll need to touch it in the middle, says the Be'er Halacha. Therefore maybe he suggests there's room to be lenient on the lamps that they had about 100 years ago, a little less than 100 years ago. So now I ask you the question, halacha l'maisa, what about our electricity? Is there any heter? Does that same heter of the Ber Halacha apply to our electric? Are you allowed to read by a lamp? Are you allowed to read by lights? How is anyone allowed to read on Shabbos? So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, well, maybe according to the Ber Halacha, you don't have the reason that it's domel and neph, that it smells, because maybe you'll come to raise the turn on another light. Maybe that nothing to do with smelling. You're going to tell me you have to maybe make a hecker. Okay, do you put a sign on your switch, right? The light switch that says, don't touch me on Shabbos? Not really. We put sometimes the magnetic thing, but I don't know if that's a good enough reminder to what the Ber Halacha is talking about. Also, it goes strong until the end, so maybe that heter works a little bit, yeah? What about a timer? So timers get into all separate problems, because there you're dealing with the Shabbos stuff.
Whether you can use it or not, but if you are saying you could use it,
yeah.
You're not going to
play with the timer on Shabbos? But I don't know, why would you? Because all of a sudden, I don't know, my living room, I've got two switches. Well, one does three lights, one does the other light. So you're allowed to read by if only three of them are on. Maybe I'm going to come to turn up, press the other light. What about the fancy lights? You know, the fancy ones they have in the office buildings, my office. You know, the ones that have dimmers, right? You could set the lights that they go on a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. So let's say you keep it on 3/4 of the way. How are you allowed to read by such a thing on Shabbos? This is not a simple question. The question is better than the answer, unfortunately. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, and he saves the day. He says, Mutter likro b'Shabbos v'yomtif. You're allowed to read on Shabbos in the Orosho Menorah Chashmalis, an electric light. Sheyesh pa dargah shonos shel otzemes ha'or. That's got different levels of light to it. The Ein Choshen Shema Yishana ha'otzma. You don't have to be worried that you're going to change the setting. Okay, fine. What's his reason for that? So if you look at his footnote over here, he quotes, and he tries to compare it to Rav Moshe Feinstein, a big chiddush by gas stoves. Is there an issue of garuf and katam, of chashihi and chazar by gas stoves? So he wants to say, do you have to cover the knob by the gas stove or the oven that you have on Shabbos? So we say, black, right. So the question, do you have to cover the knobs as well? So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva says, well, maybe you don't have to. You know why? Because that wasn't at all what the gezerah they were talking about. They were talking about twigs and adding twigs and mix. Right, gecholim and twigs. He says the little knob that we have is not at all the gezerah. That's totally not relevant. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says maybe it's like that situation. You don't have to worry about electric lights. However, I need to read you 5 more words. V'tov. However, it's better. Yase im yichase es hameseg mibod yom. It's better if you cover the light switch before Shabbos. And I guess you put up a sign and he compares it to the end of that Ramosha's Tshuva, where, hello, we cover our knobs. Why? Because we say, even so, you should be machmir and cover the knobs of the gas oven so that you don't come to turn it on Shabbos. So he says, same thing with the lights. Maybe you should be machmir like that as well. However, others are more makel than the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. And they say, now look, especially if you don't have a different settings on the light, the Kol Gezerah is not comparable. There we're talking about when the light goes out, you're going to maybe fix it. And our lights now, to add another light, no one was concerned that if you have 2 lights on, you're going to put on a 3rd light. That's not the chashash. The chashash was that as the oil was dimming, you would tilt the oil. So that we don't really have nowadays. So some want to be very mako. However, I saw the Mishnah Halachas and the Chodesh Shani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, they say that with a dimmer, you should be machmer. Fine. And I would be wrong to end with such a kula. I got to end with a chumrah. It would be wrong to not, it would be unfair to say the chumrah side. So the chumrah side, and I even schlepped it. I could barely carry it, but I made it here, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, listen to this. I couldn't resist. You gotta listen to this. Arkas Rabbeinu of the Chazanish. Yeah, the Chazanish is famous for Rishit. Everyone knows the generator. He had generators on Shabbos because he didn't want the irreligious Jews. But it's even worse than that. Let's say, you've got a generator. So it's kosher, yosher, no irreligious Jew is turning on your electricity on Shabbos, etc., is running your electricity. Everything is good. You've got a totally kosher lamp on Shabbos. Totally kosher electricity. Is it fine? Das maran chazanish, she'aser likro la'or haner, af bineros hatovim shalanu. Even our good lights now, v'chein aser b'chashmal, af shenasa beheter. any electricity is usher to use on Shabbos. Hakol bichlal hagzera. Everything was in the gzera of usher likro la'oram. You're now going to read by their light. Bechein daitam the usher likro or haner v'aminora. Gam im toli aleim simen hekler. Even if you put a sign on them, you're now going to read from it. It makes sense. V'aminora sinefshay b'shvan. Okay, fine. And then he goes on and he says, so they asked the Chaznish, isn't this going to cause Bittul Torah? Because I'm sure the Chaznish didn't read the Queen's Jewish Link, you know, the Bnei Brak Jewish Link, you know, Friday night. I'm sure he didn't, whatever, Bnei Brak Chronicle, whatever it was called, right? I'm sure he didn't do that. He would learn Torah. So they said to the Chaznish, no, isn't it Bittul Torah? He says, that's why I have a wife. No, my wife sits next to me. And his wife, we said, halacha was, if you have two people there, then they're going to remind you. So the Chaznish would always learn. And he would always have, what about when his wife was away? His wife's talking to his friends, whatever, or children. What does he do? So the Chaznish says, I'll end with this. He says, Yodua li shemaran Chaznish haya omer tamid, that it's everyone's obligation to memorize Gemara Baal Peh. Because what are you going to do on Shabbos? What are you going to do if your wife's away? You're by yourself. So we should all be zoche to be like the Chaznish. We should keep this camera. But you should know that it is a big deal. You know, the reason why we put those things on the lights are not only so your two-year-old doesn't turn on the lights. Perhaps it has a double reason so that you don't come to turn on the light on Shabbos to be yotzei this gezerah.